Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, April 30th. U.S. equity futures are trading down relatively modestly. You have S&P futures down 9 points. That's 17 basis points. NASDAQ futures are off 33 points. That's also about 17 basis points. And then Dow futures are down just 36 points, or about 10 basis points. In Europe, the major indices are lagging a bit behind the U.S. futures, so they're off about 40 to 50 basis points. Underperformance in Europe in autos, basic resources, insurance, healthcare, telecom. Outperformance in energy, real estate, staples, and chemicals. And then Asia was mixed. You had Japan trade very well. The Nikkei rallied 1.2%. The Hang Seng finished essentially unchanged. The Shanghai comp dipped just about 25 basis points. So a few moving pieces this morning. I'll start with the macro items. So China economic data, the MBS PMIs for April, about in line on manufacturing, soft on non-manufacturing. There was a statement put out by a government body overnight with some suggestive rhetoric around rate cuts and taking further action to bolster the property market. This is the same rhetoric that they've been using now for years. So unclear that really shifts the narrative dramatically with regards to the China policy outlook. But that was the major data out of China. In Europe, you had Q1 GDP, which came in a bit ahead of expectations. And then you had the April CPI, which was in line on headline, flat month on month. And then core was a bit firmer than anticipated, but still cooled month on month. So they're still seeing core disinflation. You're not really seeing a major reaction markets to the European data, which hit at 5 a.m., the overall Q1 GDP and the CPI. And the ECB is widely expected to cut rates at the upcoming June meeting. So the ECB is priced for a June cut and about 70 basis points in total reductions for the year. Just quickly looking at Treasuries and the Fed, you had yesterday the Treasury came out and updated its borrowing forecast for Q2. It was increased versus prior expectation. So a small negative development with regards to pushing yields higher, although you didn't really see a reaction to markets yesterday. I think the near term, you have a bias towards a potential Treasury rally. You're going to get the issuance schedule update from the Treasury tomorrow. It's likely the non-bill issuance auction sizes are left unchanged and they make up the difference with more bills. I think Powell on Wednesday during the press conference is going to, mirror what markets have already done. Not to say he's going to be dovish, but I doubt he's any more hawkish on what markets than the recent shift in market expectations. So the odds of a Fed cut are not above 50% until a September meeting. They're about 70%. And you're really only pricing in essentially one cut this year. It's about 35 basis points in aggregate. So there's not a lot of easing the market is anticipating from the Fed. And I just don't think data has moved enough for them to be any more hawkish than that. And then on Friday, you get the jobs report and expected to show, a cooling in the momentum of labor markets in April versus March. So that's kind of my view near term on Treasuries. So back to news for today on the micro front. A lot of earnings out last night in the U.S., no, we're at the stage of the earnings season where you don't have as many macro reports or reports that can move the entire market. So NXPI is probably the most macro of them last night. Pretty important industrial auto-focused semiconductor company. Solid results for March, solid guidance for June. So that, to me, was kind of the big standout. There are a lot of other individual reports, so definitely take a look for all the details. And then in Europe this morning, the big standout were autos. So you had underwhelming numbers out of Mercedes, Stellantis, and Volkswagen. All those stocks are getting hit. The whole auto sector in Europe is leading on the downside. So notable pressure in that group. HSBC on the flip side, that stock is rallying after earnings, which were pretty solid, and a new buyback. And then the CEO also unexpectedly announced that he will be stepping down. And then a lot of other earnings out of Europe as well. You had Samsung Electronics overnight. Remember, they already put out their preliminary Q1 results on the conference call. Their rhetoric around AI is just as bullish as every other company that has exposure to that market. So just kind of keeping that narrative alive. And looking out into the calendar for today, we're going to get the employment cost index for Q1 at 8:30. And then it will be another busy day of earnings. So before the open, the major highlights: Coca-Cola, Eli Lilly, McDonald's, PayPal. After the close, the big highlights: AMD, Amazon, Starbucks, Supermicro, Pinterest, and Mondelez. And I have full preview thoughts on all of those. I sent them around yesterday, and there's a link to it in the piece today. And that is everything for Tuesday, April 30th. Thank you for listening.